welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky B. And we have, ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Joining me as always.
Of course.
Before we get into all of today's festivities, Sarah.
Yes, we have a Facebook page, which is The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we got a lot of messages. I apologize. We did not have a podcast last week. I was not in.
Little Vicky was not feeling very good.
No, I was not. And so we are here today, and I'm here to play all the voicemails, read all the text, and we got an email.
Yay!
I'll start with the email.
All right, let's do it.
It says, hey, ladies, I've been catching up on the podcast, and when I heard about the picture frames Vicky does, it was like a little light bulb went on. Previous episode, I have talked about how I will take comic books or pictures, and I will Mod Podge them onto frames and make these really cool little pieces of art. I usually end up giving them away. I might start selling them. I've been doing them more lately.
Yeah.
He says, my wife loves autograph pictures, and we try to get funky frames to put them in. In the past, we've painted and stained, and in one case, poured a lightweight concrete frame, but now we have so many other options. Thanks, Vicky. I included a picture of my first attempt, and we'll be trying to perfect it as I go along, from Shannon. So feel free, Shannon, to post it, because I don't know if I have permission to post your picture for you, but feel free to do it. But it looks really cool.
All right, let me see it.
And it looks like a signed picture of, hold on.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
It was John Ryan, but my screen went black. Stupid screen.
Oh, you did a good job for your first time.
It kind of looks like newspaper-y. Like, I think that's like that newspaper material. So I love that look.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm digging it.
Yay.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Look at other people getting into it.
I love it. So congrats. Like, I'm glad. Yay. I love arts and crafts. And it's a very simple thing to do. And you can't really mess it up. It's just keep trying.
Yeah, if you don't like perfect it.
Scrape it off.
And if anybody wants to give me theirs, do it. Because I'm not arts and craftsy.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you did a really good job. I got the little notification. You know, Facebook does the, hey, on this day years ago.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago.
The time hop.
Yes. You and I and another friend of ours, Hannah, did a pumpkin painting at my house. We did little pumpkins.
And how did mine turn out?
I remember they turned out really cute.
Even mine?
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a bunch of colors?
I think you did like gray and pink for one of them. It was really cute. Or something.
Oh,
I could have been wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're right. That sounds like me.
Yeah.
Well, good for me. I can paint a pumpkin.
Yeah. I think we had glitter too.
That's the extent of it.
All right. We actually, again, did get some voicemails. I'm very excited. We got three of them.
All right. Let's hear them.
Hi, Sarah, Vicky, Kylie. K-I-L-E-Y. And sorry, Sarah, no, I'm not high. It was just sitting there. I was sitting thinking of my thoughts. I might be a little slow in the head. But I'm usually working and listening to you guys, and so I'm sitting here feeling dairy. And it's like I'm looking through, like, I need to fill this to the shelf. I need to fill that to the shelf. So, sorry, but it just takes me a second to think of what I'm saying because I'm trying to look at stuff, trying to work as I'm listening to you or doing the phone and whatnot. But anyway, I'm getting ready to listen to the new one, which is October 3rd. So maybe I might give you a call back. See you about some thoughts and whatnot. So, that's Kylie, K-I-L-E-Y. All right. Thanks a lot. Later.
Well, thank you for responding back to us, Kylie.
K-I-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very interesting man's name.
Yeah, I don't think
I've ever met a man named Kylie.
Well, I mean, like, even our email, unless I'm incorrect and Shannon's a female, but I'm guessing, I mean, what if I'm assuming Shannon has a wife. Or he or she says they have a wife from our previous email.
Oh.
I'm like, is Shannon a male or a female?
Oh, see, I just assumed it was a female as well.
Yeah, see, I assumed so too, but then I'm like, wait a minute.
Because I've heard of Kellys as male or female, but I've never heard of a Kylie.
Right.
And it's okay, Kylie, because I can't do two things at once at all. Like, if someone's talking to me and I'm trying to text, like, I cannot talk to them or I'll start texting what you're saying. And it makes absolutely no sense.
I've done that before. I started messaging Rev some really weird stuff. It's like, oh, wait, nope.
Not for you.
We did get another message from Kylie, it looks like.
K-I-L-E-Y.
Hey, gals, it's Kylie with a K. Just touching bases with you on the sorry, just touching bases with you about the episode. I got two Frenchies.
Aww.
We're gonna dress them up as Ewoks.
Cute.
And you said, "Well, do got any plans for Halloween?" October 30th is the PIL concert. I want to see Johnny Rotten before he, you know, gets too old and decides to retire or whatnot. And then, Vicky, I think, I'm surprised you didn't throw this out there about going and doing like a, the shooting zombie thing for Halloween. So that's what's going on with me. Hopefully Glenn Cannon will be my driver for Uber down there, picking me up from Everett area. So, rock on, ladies. Later.
Later.
So we did talk about like our Halloween plans, what we got going on.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I went to Leavenworth last week and that was a lot of fun. Or not last weekend, but the weekend before. And I had a blast.
It looked like so much fun.
Oh my God. Like we got dressed up.
Was it a madhouse?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Really?
Except like I wanted to keep exploring Leavenworth, and the friends that I went with, they go to Leavenworth all the time.
Oh, yeah. So they know everything.
Yeah. They're like, well, we want to stay here. We got spots right next to like the band. I'm like, I don't care. Like, are we going to sit here for the next 5 hours? Like, she's like, well, these are really good spots. I'm like, okay, well, are we going to seriously do this for the next 5 hours? Just sit here?
And they were like, yes.
And so, I mean, I made them move around. Not made them, but they felt like, well, that
was makes
like
sense. Was it like in like the heart and center of wherever right. the
it's
event
more,
was?
More like it's yes, because there's multiple tents. So you have a bunch of food tents outside and beer tents. And there's a couple of different tents that have music and stuff. And mm-hmm. then you have like tents that are selling stuff. But I wanted to go walk around Leavenworth a little bit because I don't get to go often. But yeah. I mean, other than that, we had a really good time. We danced, just hung out. And I ran into some people that I knew.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
That's a small world.
I ran into some of Steve Miggs's friends.
Oh, that's funny.
So I'm like, hey, I know you. Yeah, but I recognize your face because I recognize the other guy. And I ran into somebody I knew from high school who's good friends with my brother. So it's just kind of funny to just kind of BS with these people.
It's funny to where like you have this like this connection once you see someone you know, just like a little outside of like your where you live kind of
right.
thing. You're like, what's up? And become like best friends for a moment.
Right. It's like, hey, okay, now I'm done. I'm going to go back to my
yeah,
friends.
It's so good to see you.
But it was fun. I kind of dressed up, did the witch thing. So that was a lot
oh,
of fun.
Oh, you dress as a witch?
Because I got the witch hat. So I did the witch hat there. It was just a lot of fun.
Oh, were there a lot of people dressed up?
There's some people with like weird hats.
Oh, that's kind of it. Nothing
yeah.
like.
Yeah, so I wore the funky hat. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, I have, what's it called? Like the kind of German outfit. Not oh. Lederhosen, but like whatever it
Dirndl.
Is. Yeah, I kind of have that now for my Halloween costume, and I'm going to Leavenworth in December, and I'm like, I want to bring it there and just wear it.
Just, why not?
Because it's a German thing.
I know.
You know? But I was like, I'll be the only one dressed up, but that's fine.
My friend, she has one that was her grandmother brought her back from Bavaria.
Oh, so it's like legit.
Yeah. So her family is from Germany. Her dad came from Germany.
Did she wear it?
Yeah, she wore it and
oh,
she looks so cute.
Cool.
But I kept getting it. I kept forgetting what it was called. So now I know it's called a Dirndl. I
a
kept
Dirndl.
Calling it a Grundle.
Oh,
you know what that is, though?
No, I don't. I know.
It's the taint.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's another word for that. I don't know what it
is. Grundle?
I mean, Grundle.
Oh, ooh, that's
it's like
a
it's a card.
Word.
It's a card from Cards Against Humanity. It's like the taint, the Grundle, the fleshy fun bridge.
That is so good to know. And so, you probably kept calling it that, and,
and she's
like,
just
oh.
like, "Oh my God, no!" And I'm like, "What, Dirndl?" I'm like, "Oh, okay." So now it's stuck in my head. I know
Dirndl.
What it's called, Dirndl. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then this Saturday, I'm supposed to go to. I already have my ticket, so I'm debating if I'm going or not. To a pub crawl with some friends, and I never get to hang out with these friends outside
oh.
of the usual group.
Halloween pub crawl?
Mm-hmm.
In Seattle, yeah?
Yes. Mm. And I know, like, Fado's on the list of bars.
Oh, that's
and,
a good
like,
place.
A bunch of different, like, Hard Rock Cafe is one of them, I think they announced.
So if you have your ticket, why are you debating?
I just got some family stuff going on, so I'm like, I kind of want to stay home.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll shall see. But if we do go... They informed me that they all picked characters, and they didn't do this on purpose, but it turns out that each of the characters they picked are different vampires.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So,
and you're really good at the vampire.
I got my vampire fangs and stuff. So it's but they're doing specific characters, and there's not a specific character that I want to spend money on to look like.
Yeah.
Because or that I know, like, I mean, I could do Bella from Twilight, but I hate Twilight and I've never seen the movie, so I'm not doing that. Or like,
you are really pasty though,
right? Like, from Mexico,
light and like dark hair. So you could have actually like that easily do right. that.
But like,
or just say you are.
Yeah. Like, but I never saw them and I hate them. So I don't want to dress up as something I hate.
Yeah.
I never saw True Blood. So I didn't want to do that. Like, I didn't want to be a poser.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to be a typical vampire.
You don't want to be a poser, but you're going to be a Harry Potter person?
No, I'm not being the Harry Potter person after all, because my friend who I was supposed to do the Harry Potter with is going to be in Miami.
Dude, nice.
So we don't get to spend Halloween this year together, because we usually do.
Yeah.
So I was dressing up for her, so I'm not doing it now after
all.
But,
well, yeah, just say you're like the queen vampire.
Yeah, just a standard vampire. I think I have some contact lenses still somewhere. Could wear those.
That'd be cool. Put just blood on your face somewhere.
Right, just lips. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because one's going to be the Celine from Underworld. The other one's going to be a vampire from Adventure Time. So it's going to be cartoony. And I forget the other one, what the character was.
There's so many vampire things. I don't even know any of those.
Yeah. So Underworld, you probably would recognize her. She's the one that wears like the what is it called? Trench coat, black trench coat with like the full on black like latex outfit.
Oh, that's going to be kind of hot.
Oh, yeah. She's going to look so good.
Well, and then she'll be like not freezing her butt off.
Right.
Because it's going to be all outside pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you get to hang out inside and you just walk to the next one.
Yeah, and then you
one.
Just go.
So I'm all about being comfortable. So I was going to wear the dress I have, I could wear heels with, but I don't want to.
Yeah, especially if you're walking around and getting drunk.
No. Yeah, not my bag. So we do have one more voicemail. And this actually just came in, I think, a couple hours ago.
Oh.
Hey there, broadcast. Name's Patrick. I just started listening recently. I'm trying to catch up on old podcasts, and I came across one where Chris and Vicky were talking about how, he was saying something about like him smiling and basically trying to copy things. And I thought you guys might find this interesting. What he was kind of talking about was kind of mirror neurons in the brain, where basically they are what they sound like, your brain copying things it sees. Hence why what Chris was talking about, when he smiles, it kind of creates that emotion. You start feeling that emotion more. Hence, if you're in a bad mood, I guess you can try to just smile, and it kind of, over time, actually starts releasing those endorphins and all the good chemicals in your brain to make yourself feel better. So, it just, I think you guys might find that a little bit interesting. Sorry for sounding a little weird. It's freezing cold, and I'm on my way to class. Thought you guys might find that interesting. Have a good one.
I think we were, like, because it was been a while since Chris has been on the podcast that we talked, but I believe we were, I think it might have been the confidence episode. If you're not feeling good, if you're not feeling confident, it's kind of fake it till you make it, because there's scientific proof saying that if you are not feeling good, smile, and you will eventually start to convince yourself, like, subconsciously, that you are happier, that you are doing okay.
Well, it's crazy, because when I'm in, like, a workout class or something, and the teacher says, okay, like, this, like, okay, now let's take those muscles in your face and let's lift them up. Let's all just smile. And I hate it when they say that, but then if you actually do it, because I think it's funny that I'm like, I'm not here to work on my face. Like, what? Right. Like, this is ridiculous.
I don't know.
But then once you do it,
slapping under your chin, you get the workout for your
get the workout for your double chin going on. But then once you do smile, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't actually as, like, it does kind of do something weird to your brain to think like, oh, maybe this isn't like torture. Maybe this is okay. Like, let's smile a little bit. Maybe I'll try it when I'm like fighting with my boyfriend or something. I'll just smile. But I feel like that would be even, like, creepier.
Especially because you're smiling. You're like,
babe, how could you even do that? And I'm like, be like the Joker smile.
But I think it might be better, like, if you're kind of depressed or bummed out. It's like, no, you know what? Stop dwelling on the bad stuff. Let's get out of the funk.
Smile, yeah. Put on something funny and laugh.
Because as much fun as it is when you are upset to listen to sad music, like, not fun, but it, like, that's what you want to listen to when you're upset, it may not help.
Yeah, no, it probably just makes you go in a downward spiral.
Yep. So that's why I ended up playing, like, you know, music I can dance to, like Mexican dance music, and I start dancing to that. So it's like, it's hard to feel upset with Mexican dance music playing.
Yeah. Yeah. You just want to get up and groove, shake your booty.
All right. Oh my God. We got a message from Moose.
Moose. And I feel like it's been a minute.
Well, last time he talked to us, it was somebody, an older woman was hitting on him, remember?
Yes. An older woman, was wondering if they could hang out, but we didn't know what hanging out meant.
It says, hey, ladies, update on the escort situation, because he's like, maybe I'll be a male escort. I went on a date with the older lady. She was in her mid to late 40s. She was married, and her husband was into watching his wife.
Oh!
I decided against it because the dude creeped me out. I don't know if I'd be up for it either way. Thank you for the update.
So I guess they went on a date and she told him that.
Yeah, I think, you know, to get all the information.
Interesting.
I mean,
did she pay for the date?
That's exactly what I was wondering too.
Yeah, did she pay for whatever dinner or whatever?
I hope so.
That is, wait, and so then he must, if he thinks the guy is creepy, does that mean he met the guy?
Yeah, unless she showed him pictures. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if he was on the date. Like, I would like more information, please.
And you don't know if you'd be up for it anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I would be. I don't think I, unless maybe I was, if I was really drunk and just like out of my like self-conscious mind. But like, you know, like when you're doing it with someone, it's them. But then I couldn't imagine. And sometimes I'm even self-conscious with that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, can we turn the lights down a little lower? Like, I don't feel sexy. I couldn't imagine having someone like in the corner, like watching the whole time.
I mean, I feel like everyone would have to be drunk and then I'd feel good.
So you do it if you were drunk?
Maybe, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
Have you done it?
With people watching?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you're doing it with one person and somebody else is just chilling watching.
I did it with one person and a whole group of people were watching us.
Wow.
There's more than one. And but like some people were doing it beside us. Like I was really drunk though too.
But that you were just, so you knew
his fiance
were on display,
was watching
though.
Us. Yes.
I knew. Oh, okay. Okay. So it was a very like, cause I've done it when other people are in the other room, like doing it too, or sleeping or like that's, but if I know like specifically, like I am on display, there's a spotlight and one person is just there to watch.
Yep. Nope. It was a group effort, but we were basically the showcase, the show in the middle. Because I was the newbie.
Were you drunk? Were you so?
Oh, yeah. I got hella drunk to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I was very nervous.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, my God, I really want to do this, but I need to be drunk to like.
Did you go to this place knowing that that's why you were going there? Or were you just all hanging out and then it turned into that?
No. I went to this place knowing that that's the kind of party it was.
Okay.
But I went into it like not assuming I was going to do something or wasn't going to do something.
Or you were going to be like the star.
Yeah. Like. And it wasn't necessarily the star. I just probably just for that couple minutes, I was kind of like, I was the one like in the middle.
That's
literally in the middle.
Oh, that's so nerve wracking.
So, I mean, I was 23. So it's been a hot minute since that happened.
Would you do it again?
I think so, too. But I think in this time around, I would want it to be with like a regular partner of mine.
Not just a stranger or like somebody else's partner.
Yeah.
So you and your partner could do it in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'd want like other, like, yeah, maybe not as big of a party, like maybe be more of a closer group of people because I didn't know anybody except one person.
Would it be better if you knew the audience though?
Like, you know.
Like, what about me?
I do it in front of you.
Hell yeah.
But that's also because you're Sarah and I know it won't bother you.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen you naked plenty of times. You've seen me naked plenty of times.
So would you rather do it in front of a group of strangers or just like your friends?
It depends on the friends. What group of friends? Like my best friend, Ashton, I would totally do it in front of her. Would she be uncomfortable? Probably. Like, I feel like depending how drunk she is, she might go either way.
Yeah. She'd be like, she'd be like covering her eyes. Like, I can't watch this part.
But it's like,
but kind of do.
It's like, yeah, girl. Like, it's kind of hard to tell what she would say. So it depends on the friend group. I have a couple of friends, you know, like the one of them would be very into it because he's very into being on display, too.
Okay. Yeah.
So it just, I mean, it depends on the people because there's people that would like never let it go.
Yeah,
or would
yeah.
like to bring it up all the time. It's like, okay, you know,
we
sometimes,
get it. That happened.
Like yeah. I mean, sometimes it's fun to poke fun, but
I think it's crazy that people have that fetish. I know. I mean, I know there's fetishes for everything, but like, I'm just my brain does not operate like that at all, and I don't think it will ever be like I would ever be okay with my partner me watching them doing it with someone else.
I mean, that's totally fair. Some people go in as partners. They're like, we're not here to do it with anybody else. We're just here to be on display or watch people. Kind of a thing.
Ooh,
so there's so many so different layers within that community.
See, this is where I think I'm very vanilla when it comes to this area.
I'll say you're a chocolate.
Oh, okay. Like a light chocolate? Like a milk chocolate?
Let's say a chocolate with like some chocolate chips in it.
Ooh, yummy.
Because you are willing to do some stuff.
I'm willing to do some things, but then when it comes to like...
But it's traditional though in a sense overall.
Yeah.
A lot of that is more on the traditional side. So that's why I say chocolate with some chunks or some chips.
We can do chunks.
Chunks, Rocky Road.
With some chunks.
Another text message we did get, and this one actually made me feel really good because I just have a lot of friends that are in like crappy situations and relationships, and they think they're doing the, like, I mean, they could be. Like, they might be doing the right move for them. Like, the outsiders are looking in like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those right moves, but you know, girl, what the hell are you doing?
It's like this, I hope, it's one of those, like, I think you're making a giant mistake. But I hope I'm wrong.
but you probably are making a giant mistake.
Right. So I got this message and it made me feel really good, you know, in the sense of like just seeing what's going on with some of my friends. It's I enjoyed when you spoke about relationships, more in particular divorce, how people are so afraid to leave because they think it's better for the kids. But I am better off with my folks' divorce because my parents used to hate each other. As time went on, that was replaced with the team mentality. It got better. Because the last episode we did, I did mention how it's like there's just people that stick around to stay together for the kids. And I think that's more hurtful than getting a divorce because a divorce sucks. And you and I don't know what it's like to have parents that are divorced because we're both lucky that our parents are together. But there are times where I'm like, well, how would have things been if they would have split up when I was younger? Like, how would I have been able to handle it then as opposed to if they were to split up now? I think I would handle it a lot more poorly now than I would as a kid.
Yeah, and I'm like the opposite.
Yeah, like I wish it would have happened when I was a kid because I feel like it's just weird. And plus, it's just like a bunch of other family stuff where I'm like, I think it would have been easier when I was a kid just for you.
See, now I understand relationships and everything more. Mm-hmm. And I've been in relationships to where, damn, like you're supposed to be with this one person for your entire mother effing life. Like, so now, I never understood that as a kid. And it's still hard for me to grasp, like, why commit yourself 100% to someone if you're actually not going to follow through with it. But now as an adult, I understand, damn, people change. People like... Yes. Stuff happens that like no one had control over, and you know, in the circumstance, it could just
because be there's terrible. So many things that happen over the course of someone's life, whether it like it happens to you as a couple, whether it happens as one person, but how you choose to take on every experience, good or bad, will eventually change you into a different person. So you can't get mad. It's like, look, I became someone else, and that's not my fault necessarily. It's not your fault. It's just how it happens.
Yeah, and it can happen with like a devastating something
like
that
trauma
happened.
Yeah, or
yeah, or anything, or just
exactly
going through life. But I will admit, I think either as a young person or as like an adult now, like seeing my parents date anyone else, no matter what age, would still be freaking weird.
I think what weirds me out is because my dad is a very good looking dude. He looks very young for his age. And people like younger women and men like flock to him for like as a just
your
like
dad
as a
would
friend.
Date someone like my age.
Yeah, younger. And that's weird to me because he's had girls not too much older than me hit on him. And it's weird.
Yeah,
it is weird for me. And I don't like and I would eventually get over it. But I just know it's like, OK,
I
do not like.
I don't even know if I'd ever get over it. Even just picturing them like dating someone their own age, I'd be like, oh.
And I think my mom, she's not very much of a dater. I think like if they were to split up, I think she'd just be like, cool, I'm doing my own thing. Peace.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't really need a dude.
A man.
Like, because like she has her partnership with my dad. Like they have their thing. But she's like, I don't need it with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my dad would jokingly like say, when he was like
hookers
as well, that like he's like, no, I'm never gonna get married. Marriage is like it's work. You have to put work into marriage. I'm never getting married again if like something happens between him and his wife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's funny.
And if you want, like, there's a really I've been watching this show and it's been very eye opening with different aspects of my life. It's called Adam Ruins Everything, and it's really cool. It's kind of like Bill Nye the Science Guy, but in the sense of like he does little skits and stuff like that.
Did you say it's on Netflix?
Yes. There's the first season's on Netflix. And basically, he takes a topic and he ruins it all. For example, like he ruins forensic science. He's like, oh, well, he did a polygraph test. It's like, actually, and he gives you facts and state sources and stuff why like the polygraph test isn't actually a reliable source. Actually, the person who invented the polygraph has come out and saying, I wish I didn't invent this because it is not reliable.
That is like mind screwing.
Right.
That is, whoa.
And so he does a lot of other topics, whether it's just like widely based knowledge, like, well, this is how it is, but it's not. And he did one, an episode about weddings and marriage. And so like the idea of why we do wear white dresses, it's like, oh, it's because she's a virgin when she's married. It's like, no, it started with like Queen Victoria wanted to show off how rich she was. And back then wearing white meant you were rich because you could afford buying a dress you could only wear once because you couldn't.
If you stained it or something.
Yeah.
I still think that with white. Whew, that's hard to wear.
And yeah, exactly. And same with like the big old white wedding cakes and the sugar. It's like basically sugar was edible money. It's like, look how rich we are because we have sugar cakes, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to kind of get the like, oh, the history of it. But then he also goes in and talks about like, oh, we can't talk about divorce. It's like, look, let's stop pretend like, oh, no, we can't, you know, talk about it. It's horrible. Don't jinx it. It's like, you know what? We have to be adult about it and agree that it is a possibility.
Oh, yeah. And it's so possible nowadays.
And it's basically what you said. It's that people change. Yeah. So it was very like, okay, you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Like, oh my God, it's like we have to make this work. It's like, okay. But I think once you take that pressure off, you will be able to breathe and just kind of have your relationship.
Yeah. And then it'll work out or not. And then right. you guys will both come to like a clear, mm-hmm. like, oh, well, this is obvious that it's not, or it is kind
and,
of thing.
And he does touch on the whole idea too. It's like sometimes, you know, the idea of staying together for the kids is not great because they end up suffering more. Like there's been studies that have shown that kids that like the second their parents get divorced, they feel less anxious, less stressed.
Well, and there's relieved. So much stress in the household.
Yeah. Tension.
It's separate. Yeah.
So I recommend watching that episode. As well as the one with he did about giving birth, because he talks about fertility, because a lot of people think, oh, when you turn 35, your chances of having a child with a disability doubles. So here's the thing that's really weird. They got a lot of this data back in like the 1400s.
Oh, wow.
Like this is like we are quoting this on a daily basis over data that is way, way like old, and it had nothing to do with fertility. It's like people were just having children. Women weren't having children past 35. It's like, well, maybe they were sick. Maybe their husbands died at war. Like, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, and everyone was like dies way earlier back then.
Exactly. And so realistically, yes, the chances, assuming you're healthy, mm-hmm. the chances of you giving birth to a child with birth defects after you're 35 does double from 0.5% to 1%
yeah.
chance. That is nothing. But it sounds scary when you say it doubles. So you can definitely have kids in your late
30s. But it's still weird. It's still sketch. I think it's like if you went to a doctor, I still think they would be like, after 35, it does get scarier.
Well, one of the things that she did, like it's harder to, I think the chances of miscarriage are higher.
Oh, for sure.
But I think people think, oh, my kid's going to come out with birth defects. That's not true. They had an expert come in. Like she's like, no, that is not true. I had I have three kids, one at 35, one at 37, one at like 40.
Yikes.
And
she's
like, and they came out fine. Like, it's just assuming you have a healthy uterus and a healthy system.
Yeah.
So I love that he debunks all these things.
Well, it's weird. Like, why does everyone think you were white for a virgin? And why do people think?
It's just, I think it's one of those that somebody says something and it just kind of spreads around. And there's just, they think there's truth behind. Before there was the internet, we couldn't just fact check this. And nowadays it's just like, well, that's just what everyone says. So it must be true.
So do you think this is like those reasons are going to be passed on like generation, like, or will this eventually become, because I feel like if all of this was true, then like it would eventually come to light and then people would be like, oh, no, it's not because like you're a virgin still, because obviously nowadays no one really is a virgin. It's actually right. because of, you know.
But he does talk about how the wedding industry is like this billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to sell you on a more expensive cake and a more expensive dress and a more expensive venue, and how everything basically doubles and triples in price once you say it's a wedding for a wedding.
Yeah, it does.
Because like that's why I love watching this show, because he does kind of break it down and he does state his sources. Like this is where it comes from. And he brings in experts in whatever he's talking about. So I love the show.
Yeah, that would just trip my mind out. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? And then if anyone would ever like mention something like, oh, well, I'm going to get a white dress because I'm a virgin. And then you'd be like, actually, did you know?
Right. It's just interesting. Even the idea of mouthwash, Listerine started off as a chemical to clean your floors.
Ooh.
And so they saw, hey, we need to, you know, make more money. And so nobody back then gave a crap on how they smelled. You know, it was fine. Like your breath or anything. It was these companies pushing it into your head, thinking that you are stinky and you should feel bad for it, that people are talking bad about you. So you need this product.
Well, nowadays, that's true.
Yeah. But that's because we have adapted as a culture to believe in this.
Yeah. Like, so does mouthwash actually do something?
I mean, it does rinse your mouth out, but you don't need you don't need it. As long as you brush your teeth and floss, you're fine.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, he does a whole one about hygiene and how the, like, flushable butt wipes apparently aren't flushable.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, those poor plumbers.
Right.
Those poor pipes.
And he does show you what happens and stuff.
Why do they say that then?
I forget specifically how they get away with it, but they're technically not. Which you would think, why would you put it on the label if it isn't?
Oh, yeah. That's like when they say, like, it's sugar free, but there technically is like a point something sugar, but they don't have to put it on the label.
Exactly.
And like all that kind of stuff.
And he does one about nutrition. He does one about losing weight, like the misconceptions and stuff. Like, oh, you should try this diet or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's still happening.
Right. So it's very, yeah. Definitely watch the show.
Well, and it's crazy how like
this kind of stuff.
over time it changes. Because I remember when we were like in high school and stuff, it was all about being like stick skinny. And now it's not about being stick skinny. It's about
being thick,
having that muscular kind of like thin stomach, boobs and
waist,
butt,
yeah, and
like
big old butt.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Beauty standards change over every generation.
I know. I wonder what's going to be next.
Right. It's a little scary. It's like, we're going to have cybernetic implants now.
Honestly.
Like a big old robot arm, like robot eye.
They have robots to look like us.
Yeah.
So yikes. No. Actually, it'd be kind of cool. I was watching Luke Cage and, spoiler alert,
Misty Knight.
Yeah, Misty Knight gets a fake robot arm. And I was like, that's really badass, actually.
That's how it was in the comics, too.
It's dope. And you can, like, punch and swing it. Oh, my. I was like, legit. Woo! I kind of want a robotic arm.
And just, like, just get everything done. I could do lift myself up, go hiking or climbing and stuff, and don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, and then could you imagine, like, you wouldn't have to, like, work that arm out at all. Like, because it'd already be strong. Maybe I'd get two, so then both my arms are a little strong.
But it also, I think it really depends on, like, I don't know if we have those technological advancements quite yet, because that is a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, not yet.
Like, make sure, I'll cut off my arms when the arms are legit.
Yeah, when they're legit and they've been out for a while, so they've been, like, gotten all the bugs out of them. And
right, and they're legit.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely if you have Netflix, give it a watch. It's just a fun...
Interesting, like, mind-opening, it sounds like.
Right, and they did a whole episode about death, so I kind of figured out, I know it's very morbid, but I mean, we've had a lot
death is like the wedding industry.
It is. That's exactly
it's
what,
like,
he talks about.
Give me
it's
all,
like,
that money.
It's like, yo, yeah, you know, they pry on your grief. But I found out that there's some places that do what's called a natural death or a natural burial, which I thought was super fascinating. And basically what they do is either they put you in like a small box or they wrap you in this like cloth type thing.
Mm-hmm.
They wrap the body in that. They don't use formaldehyde. You know what that is, right?
No.
So when you die, when people die, they usually pump the body with formaldehyde, which preserves the body.
Oh, yeah, to like kind of keep it till the whole ceremonies and stuff.
Here's the thing, like the thing he explains on the show is that with today's refrigeration process, like it is much cheaper to do refrigeration and it works just the same.
Just put you in a fridge?
Yes.
Oh.
Like at a Morgan stuff. It works just the same. The reason why formaldehyde kind of came into vogue, if you will, was back then when Abraham Lincoln was shot, they found, you know, that his body, they basically paraded his body around the whole United States to be like, you know, let's mourn this person. But he was kind of decomposing and all that stuff. So they thought, we need a way to make them, not, you know, kind of last.
Were they keeping him in the fridge before?
Well, no, there was no fridges back then.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
So, yeah, that was kind of gross. So a lot of people think that you need to do formaldehyde. Like, basically, they just, like, sew your mouth, they wire your mouth shut. They sew your eyes closed. You know, they just do a lot of weird stuff. They pump you full of this chemical and, like, stuffing and stuff. With this natural birth, they don't do it, or birth, death. They just kind of wrap you in the sheet, and like you can even have, depending on where you do it at, they can have your family dig the hole for you. Like you can't just do it in your backyard. You have to do it in approved.
Like a graveyard?
A graveyard. A specific graveyards that do this service. And you can have your families dig the hole, and it's more of a natural, like, hey, you know what? This isn't like, oh my God, this is so horrible. It's like, you know what? We're laying this person to rest. Let's be calm. Let's treat this as a peaceful passing.
Oh, and like would be the mess still.
Right. But it was very nice the way they showed it. It's like, you can even like, I started reading up on this and I was telling my dad, I'm like, I think if I end up going anytime soon, this is the way I want to be buried, or have my ashes, you know, do ashes and have them spread all over the world. But it's just nice. It's like you can put flowers in.
So you just wrap the body up and then just put it in the dirt rather than like a coffin and all that kind of stuff.
It just seems so much more like... At peace with the world, I guess. You're kind of coming back.
I still feel like
the
they charge you hella money.
Probably
for getting a spot at the graveyard, and
probably for that too. Yeah, but yeah, if not, I'm all for the cheap. So it's, again, very interesting show. You should go home and watch it.
Right, I'm all for the cheap, but I do want to get buried, and I want my parents to get buried. I want everyone in my life to get buried, but everyone like likes the whole ashes thing and getting cremated.
It's just easier, and you can be spread. Okay, so my grandfather passed away yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
So my mom's in Mexico right now, and the way they do it in Mexico, they have to, you have 24 hours for the funeral, to do the funeral.
First of all, that's really fast. And second of all, I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah.
Like we're all doing okay. It's like all the cousins and everybody were all coming together because like we can't be there, but all the our parents are.
Yeah.
So like my mom, her sister, and her three brothers are all there with my grandma and stuff. So it was like at least he got to be they got to be there with him
around him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all the less cousins are kind of like informing each other and kind of keeping each other in the loop and stuff, kind of doing all that stuff. And they only had you have 24 hours, like they'll hold the body for like 24 hours, and you have to, you know, get it cremated or get it
buried.
Mm-hmm. And my grandpa had already decided. He's like, I want to be cremated and I want to be buried or want my ashes spread in my village. And so they're in Mexico City. And so yesterday they had the funeral and or like the ceremony and stuff like that, which he passed away like 3 to 5 a.m. or so.
Okay.
I think he was like 3 a.m. our time-ish, maybe 2.
How did they have the ceremony already like set and ready? And
I think they had his ashes. They gave him the ashes then and there. So like everything happened like whoop.
And like the rest of it, everyone knew in his village, like the whole, well, like the rest village, of his family and
like,
stuff?
Everybody, like, because he hasn't lived in his village in a long time. He's been living in Mexico City like since my mom was a little girl. Like if maybe even before my mom was
born. But like all of his friends and everyone they already knew.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're probably all in Mexico City or he just wants it like, you know, spread where he was from. So they have to drive. I looked it up. Like it looked like it was a 6-hour drive. My dad said, but to get deep into his village, it might be another 2 hours. So it's like an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're driving today. My mom and her siblings are driving with my grandma to spread his ashes. But I don't know if they're keeping any of the ashes and stuff. So we didn't get to be there, all the cousins. But you know, I'm assuming they might bring some ashes back so we can spread them somewhere else. So I'm not really sure. But I'm thinking like when I die, if I do the cremation thing. Like, I want ashes spread in Seattle. I want ashes spread in Astoria.
Yeah.
Like, I want, like, if some of my friends want some of my ashes for tattoos, because I have a friend who he says in his will, he specifically has a couple people's names in it. And he's like, oh, I'm adding you, Vicky, when I go redo my will. He's like, that will get a little bit of these person's ashes. If I think he's kind of making them, like, you need to get a tattoo for me.
That and hear my ashes. That's something I would do. Like you have to get this on your body forever. My ashes so you remember me. I would want to give my ashes, like if I had one of my parents' ashes or something, like, and they wanted to be scattered, I'd probably want to keep it to like be able to like make something or put it on the mantelpiece.
You could scatter some of the ashes.
Yeah, scatter some and then keep some.
Well, where would you want to be scattered at? I know we've had conversations about like what we'd like to like for tattoos. We'd want people to get or what we assume people would get for us if we died. I know it's a morbid conversation, but we should be having more about like we should be okay with being open about death.
Yeah. Well, as much as I want to keep it on the cheap, because I feel like getting cremated is probably cheaper than having a like grave or headstone.
You could still get a headstone. I think it just what you could do is just have a headstone and not get buried.
I want to get buried, though. I want me to be in the ground.
Dig a little hole.
I want the bones. Like, your bones are there. That is crazy until they like disintegrate or whatever. Like, that is so.
They probably don't.
Oh, like, yeah, see, that's so cool. I want to go to, like, when my parents pass away, knock on wood, that's not for a really long time, but I want to go to their gravestone and be like, damn, your bones are, like, right underneath me.
See, I think it'd be cool to get them cremated. AF. And then I can get their ashes in my tattoo.
Yeah, see, that's cool, too. That's also, like, really crazy that they can do that. Uh-huh. And also, like, a little, like...
sketch.
I don't think I want that on my body. Speaking of, that's too much.
I mean, we talked about it earlier today on the morning show, but the girl who took her grandmother's ashes and baked them into cookies and gave them away.
And like people ate them.
It's like, what the hell?
Even I thought that was kind of like.
See, that's all bone particle and.
That's a little weird. Yeah, but apparently the DNA isn't in the ashes anymore.
Yeah, like I'm guessing none of the meat for sure.
So. Yeah, no, that's weird. See, at least I don't want to do something like that or like have all of you guys. If you guys are going to eat me, I want you to eat my actual body, not like my ashes.
I know what I... Anyways.
Hey.
But yeah, so that was like from people getting divorced to getting
death.
Eaten. Getting eaten. But no, definitely. Like I think you might like this show. It might be just kind of interesting. Like, huh.
Yeah.
For a lot of these things. Like, we really don't need to use all these fancy soaps and stuff like that. Just water is usually okay. Like, but we've kind of we've become the society where we are reliant on different soaps and shampoos.
On all of the fancy things.
And we don't even need it. Like, realistically, we don't even need a shower every day. We've just been told, like, you're stinky, you should shower every day. And so it's kind of, we can't change. Like, we can maybe shower every other day, but to ask a whole society or even a person is like, hey, stop showering every day. It's like, but I like it now.
Well, and it's crazy, too, because I have, like, hip friends who are, like, kind of more hippier. Mm-hmm. And then I do the whole, like, I'm not going to use shampoo. I'm just going to, like, you know, natural or water. I'm going to, like, use henna shampoo. And, like, you know, and we're just so, like, used to the fanciness that, like, for me, I just look at them and I'm like, your hair looks disgusting and greasy, right. And we have shampoo. Just use it.
Like, because, like, I mean, if you think about 100 years ago, that's what people's hair looked like naturally. Like, because they probably just maybe use some soap in there. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
They probably didn't wash it that often. Yeah, they probably didn't shower that often.
Well, it's like makeup for now. Now girls are like, everyone wears makeup. And if you don't wear makeup, you know, people are like, why aren't you wearing makeup? And then usually wear makeup and then don't wear makeup, people think you look sick.
Dude, the craziest, like, you know when people do those little, like, makeup tutorials and stuff?
Yeah.
I was watching one, and I swear to God, because she does, it's the ones where they do, like, everything speeded up.
Oh, yeah. Those are the good ones.
Shows their products they use. I swear to God, she washed her face and moisturized with, like, 15 different products before she even put makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, I do, like, three things.
Yeah.
I wash it with, like, a scrubby, like, the little, like, the ones you
the
get at the...
beaded things?
I don't do the beaded. The beaded ones are technically bad because they don't disintegrate. And they they go through the filters when they, like, refilter the water and stuff. So it's actually not good to use those. I think our city was trying to get those banned.
Banned? Oh, snap. I didn't know that.
So, but I mean, like, I'm talking about more like the, like, actually scrub, not the beads. Yeah. And then I use, like, my toner that I make myself and some eye lotion specifically for under eyes and regular lotion.
It's like I have some friends who...
I feel that's really high maintenance, though, too.
I know. I was like, girl, that was a long list. No, I'm just kidding. But they do the whole makeup and just even their base, like their foundation. Mm-hmm. It's like foundation and powder. Now it's the highlighter, but then it's like a different powder and the different foundation. And, like, you have to spray everything to, like, be able to have it stay in place. And that was just for the face. Like, that's not even the eyes or the eyebrows or the anything. And I was like, what?
It's a lot of
work. That's so much time.
Especially for us, like, thinking, I don't even wear makeup anymore to work.
I do a lot of eyeshadow. And
I stopped many years ago.
Yeah.
I used to do eyeliner every day, and now it's like, no.
Nah. Well, it's crazy because I feel like unless this is, like, your passion and you really like makeup and are interested and fascinated in it, to me it's just like,
it's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
I think it's cool, like, if you're going out somewhere or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah. If you have, like, an event or, like, a date or something.
A photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Then you, like, should get all that. But, like,
it's a lot of work. But, I mean, more power to you.
And then it's even worse for when you don't wear makeup. Because then, honestly, usually bitches get way less attractive. But there are those few that actually look way better with less makeup on. And then you're like, girl, you should do that natural look more often.
My favorite, it's like, oh, rocking the natural look. It's like your eyebrows are done. You're wearing red lipstick. You're wearing winged eyeliner. That's not the natural look.
I know. It's a little funny.
The natural look is where you have eye boogers going on.
Yeah.
We do got a couple more texts going on. Hey, ladies. Eric, with the silent H, is just responding to your question about my fiance wearing old high school hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
So, because he was a little like her town, like, that she grew up in, everyone still kind of is really obsessed with their high school teams.
And Eric with an H did not like that.
He's just like, what?
She still wore them, yeah.
Uh-huh. And let's see. La, 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 la. Oh, sorry. I was just reading the previous message. I got caught up. Sorry.
Wow. Says, ADD.
Right. Says, first, she's not the type that goes to watch high school sports at bars. Just something I noticed that happens here. Secondly, there's probably a subconscious part of me that feels left out since I didn't grow up in Cincinnati. Uh-huh. But I would like to think it was stupid if I was in Washington and a group was making a big deal about their high school. Lastly, this is not a small town. Cincinnati. I can't even say it anymore.
You got it.
Definitely isn't the biggest city, but we have the Reds for a pro baseball team, Bengals for a pro football team, and we were granted an expansion team for next year's MLS season. And there's two universities here for college sports. Plus, we're just shy of 2 hours away from Ohio State University, which is huge for college football. And I think a big part of it is a lot of high schools here are private, so much like a college. You largely get to pick which school you go to. Sorry, this text was longer than expected. Rock on. So that makes sense. I guess if they're all private schools, there's probably that. Well, that. I mean, if you're paying for school, you got to keep the hoodies and everything for so long.
I mean,
but you're just not a fan of the obsessive college and high school.
I'm not. And Eric, I feel you on this because I mean, like I was saying, my boyfriend went to a very, like, I'm pretty sure it was private. It was a Catholic, you know, all growing up, and it's like a big deal. And I'm just kind of like there, like, oh, well, I didn't. So cool. Like, I'm going to go get another drink. Like, it is really awkward. And you, that's one of those things that it's not like you can even fake. You can't pretend. You can't like try to Google information. Like, if, you know, it's just like you weren't a part of it. So you weren't a part of it. But if you guys have like big football, why don't they all, why isn't she a Bengals fan now or something?
Right. Like that's what they're in for. I don't know. I mean, I guess like to each their own, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely told my boyfriend, like, it is really awkward for me and I feel left out. And so I think he's now more aware if that happens, like he'll try to change the subject to where, you know, or try to veer the conversation a little more towards what I can partake in. So maybe just tell her, like, it's just, you just probably stay on there. Yeah.
I mean, I know that like there's some people that just kind of like, if you can't beat them, join them. Like one of my really good friends, Lindsay, her husband was a Coug. And if you're a Coug, You are a Coug.
Everyone knows about it.
It's like Cougs. You have your group of Coug friends. And I have a lot of friends that went are Cougs in different groups of my friends. And they're really like proud of it. And so she wanted to.
And they suck, don't they?
I don't know. Actually, I don't pay attention to that.
I think they're not very good. Actually, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I just think the Huskies are better usually.
I honestly don't have any idea with either of those. I'm that person. But. I remember he had this girl in a bikini, like a Cougs bikini, on his phone in background. And so she hit me up and she's like, hey, I want to be that girl in a bikini on his phone. So I did a photo shoot. She was the first boudoir shoot I ever did. And her
I can't
Cougs
believe
bikini.
He had that on his phone.
Mm-hmm. She didn't care, but she's like, not so much like, oh my God, I can't believe you have that. But she's just like, that's kind of hot. I want to be that hot chick.
Good
like,
for her.
That was her thing. And so we took her pictures and she loved them and he loved them. And so she's like, I want to be a part of this part of his life. So, like, the whole Coug, like, excitement and stuff for the games and when they wear their shirts. So, but funny enough, I think she later became a Coug anyways. She went back to school.
Oh, really? So now she's not a poser.
No, but, I mean, she married him, so I think that counts.
No, it doesn't. It does not count.
There's people that root for teams. It's like, I didn't go to this college, but I'm going to root for him because it's my wife's team. Like, Steve roots for the Huskies. He didn't go to, you know, he wasn't a Husky.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, if you say that and disclose, like, if you say, like, I didn't go to the school, but if you, like, you know, kind of pretend like I love them so much. And I was like, you didn't, why do you love them? Like, my brother is a huge Husky fan. And I'm like, Joey, you didn't go to UW. Like, what? You know, that's how I am with the Seahawks, though. Like, my boyfriend absolutely loves them. So even watching a game with him, though, it's a little stressful because he's so into it. And I'm just like,
nope.
He gets pissed when they're like losing. And then I'm just like, let's be optimistic, babe. Like, But then when they're really sucking, I'm like, I can't even pretend to be optimistic anymore. Like,
nope, I'm just going to go get drunk over here and eat some snacks.
Yeah, and not be invested at all in this game.
Like, I'm totally fine. Thank you.
Well, and it's hard too for me because honestly, a lot of them are really attractive. So usually when I'm watching them, like, I'm not used to watching it with like my boyfriend. So I'll be like, damn, he's fine. So when I like accidentally do that in front of my boyfriend, I'm like,
sorry.
But he is. I don't know. Look at the cheerleaders.
Sorry, not sorry. You can, you know, look. Yeah.
Yeah, look at the cheerleaders. Look at how beautiful they look.
Oh, we did get one more text message. It says, hey, your buddy James again with a question. Do the girls over at SB Nosh Cosmetics do YouTube tutorials? They have done some. If you go to their YouTube channel, you just type in SB Nosh Cosmetics in YouTube, you can find them. They've done a couple tutorials on how to apply their nail wraps. If you're looking for more makeup tutorials, they've done a couple. Like, they did a really, really cool, like, show you how to do like a mermaid scale thing.
Ooh.
Where it's like this, like, it's not the one where you put the fishnet tight. It's not. It's a little different. It's really, really cool. And you can do it on any part of your
body. My friend was a mermaid over the weekend. She should have done that.
Exactly. But I know they've been in the process of revamping their YouTube channel. So there's probably going to be more makeup tutorials here in the near future. So definitely check them out. They're some of my really good friends. And actually, the ladies from SB Nosh Cosmetics, that's who I'm going with if I do go this weekend to the pub crawl. Who I'm going with.
That's awesome. Are y'all's makeup and hair or makeup and nails going to be on fleek then?
See, that's the thing, though. I'm like, I'm going with these girls. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to make sure I look okay.
At least you're
going
to be vampires. Yeah, so that's a little more fun and creative than, like, normal.
And just look all gothy.
I will say I saw my good friend got the SB Nosh video game looking cartridges, makeup cartridges.
Oh, yeah. The, yes.
Yeah. She got
the compact cartridges.
And they're so cute looking.
Oh, my God. And they have some new ones that are pre-ordered. They're going to start shipping out, I think, mid-October. They have sparkly ones now.
Ooh.
And you can pick what you want in them. They have like a lip blush, like blushes is what they call them, but they're like little lip glosses. You can put them there. You can pick because you get two colors.
Oh, cool.
And it can be like a lip gloss or eyeshadow or like, you know, two eyeshadows or two lip glosses, so you can pick which ones are like a blush.
Yeah, and it looks like a little video game.
It so looks like a Game Boy cartridge from the 90s.
Yeah, it's like it's perfect for like geeky girls who like to do makeup.
Yeah, or just in general. It's just freaking cool.
And think about Christmas gifts because...
Definitely. And I know they're always having sales on something, so definitely around the holidays and in like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of that, Small Business Saturday, they always do a lot of stuff. So please check that out, espionagecosmetics.com. Follow them on Facebook. Because this is really fun for the nerds in your life. And like, you don't have to be a girl to wear the nerd manicures because it could be a manicure. Will Wheaton's worn them. Like so many.
Like, wait, what?
Manicure.
That's funny.
Like Will Wheaton's worn them before. Who was it? It was a wrestler. Oh my God, I'm totally blanking on his name. But we've had a bunch of different celebrities rock them, male and female. So
you will get some looks, though. But they're probably good looks from the females.
I mean, they're freaking awesome, man.
It's like when you, like, have a little dog or, like, have a baby, you know, and the girls are automatically, like, drawn to it. Like, we'll be drawn to your nail wraps.
Yes.
We'll be a little confused at first.
Every time I wear them, everyone always stops me. Like, oh my God, let me look at your nails.
Oh, yeah. Because they're so, like, crazy. And you know, like, that girl did not paint those on.
Right. And I've gotten, I think your dad has gotten you some, or I got you some.
Oh, yeah.
Too, some Doctor Who inspired.
Yup.
And we got a lot of new ones out.
Yeah.
But definitely check them out. But yes, we answered a lot of messages today. So we actually, I did have some, where did it go?
Dun, dun, dun.
I actually did have some stuff we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently Spotify revealed which musical artist each state plays the most. And I think it's pretty interesting.
State?
Yeah. So I feel like because we are in Seattle, Washington, we should check out Washington first. Who would you pick? Who do you think we listen to? Or at least genre. Give me a genre.
It's so crazy because obviously when I think of Seattle, I think of like grunge and like rock. But then when I think of all of Washington, that's where I'm kind of thrown off because I mean, seriously, you drive
Washington.
Like, you drive 30 minutes and you're like in the woods.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So... would I know the artist?
Well, I have to click on it, so I haven't clicked on it yet.
Oh.
Let's just guess the genre. I think I remember the genre, but I'm not going to say.
I'm going to guess country.
Country? All right. So for Washington, it is Odessa.
What?
I can play some of Odessa. I think they played a lot on 107.7 The End, which is one of our...
sister stations.
Sister stations. So it's that kind of...
That's like an alternative rock.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Odessa Late Night. I think that's their big one. Stupid ad.
Oh, I love the song.
It's an ad for headphones.
Wow, I would have not. Well, I mean, I guess rock in the first.
Oh. I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
Oh! Oh, I know this song.
This feels very Seattle. It's like, it's got
Does
some
it feel Washington?
Well, like, I'm watching the music video here, and it's just, like, it's them in a van traveling, like, road tripping. So I think it's kind of cool.
Super, like, it's, like, chill but upbeat.
Yeah. Like, I could definitely, like, dance around this in the car, but also, like, relax to this.
Yeah, right?
I feel like this fits the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it has, like, no words, right?
It's just, I don't know. I thought it did, but I guess not. Unless you count that, but... Oh God, it's just the music video is just them road tripping.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I'm gonna have to get some more Odessa.
Okay, right. Okay, Washington.
All right, pick a different state.
Let's do California.
California, come on. Up.
When I think of California, I think of Katy Perry. Probably because they're California girl song. So I'm gonna go with pop.
Something poppy.
All
right. Scrolling down. I clicked on it. God dang it.
I think, honestly, I'm going to be wrong with all of these.
I don't know this band.
What do you think? Oh, it's a band.
Or I guess it's a lot of people. Shoreline Mafia?
No.
I don't know who they are.
Shoreline Mafia. They sound like kind of scary.
I mean, it might be more rappy. I mean, hopefully this is not swear.
Skirt.
Oh, I should probably.
More more likely to find.
Oh wait, that's a. Is this? Oh yeah, that is a music video.
Pouring prescription grade cough syrup into soda and sipping.
Oh yeah.
Even holding up a bottle with a gun in hand.
Oh, that's called lean.
A request for an.
Before he starts swearing more.
I like didn't even hear it swear. I was just feeling it. Wow, that I have never heard of them.
You might have to check them out. I feel like that might be your jam.
That would be my jam. Shoreline Mafia, the name kind of fits it.
Shoreline Mafia.
Shoreline Mafia. Wow, kind of, you know, California, see, I've just been thinking of like specific cities. I get there's a lot of other cities in California that I don't know, and that like rappers are from.
I mean, so. I feel like it'd be more what's the word I'm looking for? Like Hispanic-y kind of like.
Yeah, you're right.
I have no idea. No, I did not want Taylor Swift. Sorry,
I want Taylor Swift.
It was something like. I accidentally clicked on something. Can you figure out what the Taylor Swift song is based on the first line? We're not playing that game.
Oh, I so can. Give me one.
I'm not doing it.
Just give me one.
I already
one.
Exited out.
Give me, damn it.
All right, give me another state. Give me another state.
Let's do Texas.
Texas.
I really hope it's not country because that would be way too easy.
I'm guessing, what's his name? The one that married Gwen Stefani?
Blake Shelton?
Yes. Oh, I was wrong. It is country.
Damn.
Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson.
No idea. And honestly, do not care about country enough to look him up.
this bitch.
Right. What state were you born in, Sarah? Again?
New York.
New York. Let's check out New York. It's weird how they did this because you have to click on it.
That's right. Where I think it'd be rap.
I don't know this guy. A boogie with that the hoodie.
That sounds like rap.
A boogie with that hoodie.
A boogie with that hoodie.
I don't know.
I loved how you said that.
Like, I mean, I don't. I wanted to make sure I pronounced it correctly. That's a trailer. Sorry.
Oh, I was about to say, that sounds epic.
Freaking The Rock.
A boogie with that hoodie.
Let's see.
He better always have a good hoodie on.
I'm fast forwarding. What?
Oh, I know this guy.
Oh, that's a cool music video. It's like he's underwater with a piano and he's singing and dancing at the piano underwater.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's actually kind of a cool music video. It's Drowning, a boogie with the hoodie.
I like a boogie with the hoodie. I don't really like your name, but I like it. I like it. In New York, you're winning so far.
Let's try. I mean, I did like Odessa, but I'm also from here. Oregon, I can't spell A-K-L-M.
Oregon's going to be some hippie, some like hippie music.
Huh.
No?
Jack Johnson.
Why don't we know these people?
I'm feeling very old right now, by the way. I'm sure, I feel like I know Jack Johnson. I just can't peg which one he did.
This is Oregon's?
Yeah.
Yep, this is some hippie stuff.
That's more folky kind of vibe.
Still I say I see my hate reflection. It.
Actually, I do like him. Makes me want to like...
You can have this guy and I'll boogie.
Yeah, it makes me want... Like, when I hear that, I kind of want to live in like a nice like wooden like house and be cooking.
Like a cabin.
Kind of like a cabin-y. Yep, and then just sitting in the kitchen, you know, making good food with people barefoot.
You have like a campfire too.
Yeah, like in a big cozy sweater and like shorts and
I'm not gonna
socks.
Lie, it definitely feels like Oregon.
It does.
Yeah.
It does fit. All right, pick another state. Let's do two more.
Let's do Massachusetts.
Why? Oh, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Massachusetts is Taylor Swift.
No, is it really?
Yes.
Yes! I'm moving to Massachusetts.
Really?
Then.
You are moving to Massachusetts?
Just because of that. Just because of that. That's right. Where a lot of my family's from. So should we look her up? Do we know?
I mean, I'm totally okay with not looking her up.
Do you want me to sing her?
No, I'm good. Because I'm curious to see what Hawaii has to say.
Oh, that just Massachusetts, you win. See, at least we knew someone, right?
Huh. I don't know this one, but I feel like they are from Hawaii.
We are never
Maoli.
Ever.
Maoli?
Getting back together. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Actually, that makes sense because I feel like Hawaii is very like community.
Uh-huh.
But it would be like someone.
Someone local.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or at least from there. What?
the music video. Is that their music or is that the fast forward?
There we go.
Get this tingly feeling.
Aww.
When you are near, I just get so excited that you are here.
Aww. I like this.
You gotta hold on me. It's crystal clear. Why can't we stay together tonight?
Aww.
Really
that's
cute.
Really cute.
That actually, something like this would be really sweet for like a wedding.
Yeah, it would. Like dancing with your loved one. Just like, that is way different than my boogie with hoodie. Right.
Although the boogie, I actually didn't mind him. I liked him.
You liked him in his creative music video.
All right, let's pick another one. What was the one? Louisiana, because you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Stokes?
Nope.
But Stokes is split with the money sign.
Holler. Is it rap?
I'm going to assume he is.
Kesha's got a dollar sign and she ain't rap.
She's not doesn't have the dollar sign anymore.
Yeah, right? She's classy now. Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
On the fly.
Get it.
Work it.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Break it down.
This one for my catch me on the fly. Dollar sign in my eye, it's like 05 in the mo, crack a dome, got some sh- the light, can't go back to my ex, she a mess, we too much alike, leave that stress, where you found it at, let's go up tonight.
I like it.
Oh, you need, I need to just like, I'm gonna put like, we can post this list so you can start looking at the different states.
Yeah, and like guess them and then like tell us wherever like you were born or wherever you're living, like what yours is. That was good. I'm impressed with the rap ones.
I mean,
and the Too Swift one. Let's get real.
You can go through these and start just picking. You know, you can put new artists in your catalog, Sarah.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm curious for Alabama, Cannabis Club, Atlanta, ATL, Cannabis Club ATL.
What? That's for
Alabama because it was the first one. I have no idea. Like, I don't know most of these people. I'm feeling so old right now.
That's really strange, isn't it? That you. This is the most. Selected on Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird, because usually people type in the artist they want, and then they just pick, like, that artist, but then it'll play a bunch of music like it, right?
Yeah, but this is probably the most searched for.
Yeah, the most searched for, yeah. So that's crazy.
Good for them. Let's see. It says, in honor of the 10-year anniversary, Spotify narrowed down the most popular music artist in each state, which means these particular artists are disproportionately played more in one state compared to the others.
Wow.
So
maybe we're just lame.
Maybe. I'm okay with that. I'm fine. I like being an old lady sometimes.
Sometimes.
But I think that's a good place to end it. Please feel free to
call us, text us, love us.
Yes. Post. I will post this list on our broadcast Facebook page. So let us know what state you're from and what's the song. If you agree with the music or if there's any bands that you're like, hey, how do you not know about this band? Or do we know about this one? Because
there's obviously a lot of them.
Yes. I'm not very up to date on that kind of stuff.
But T Swift made the list.
Blech.
Yum.
I do not like T Swift.
I love her so much.
I don't. She rubs me the wrong way.
She's amazing.
But we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.